Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Up, Up, and Awake Show as it continues on this Monday morning. I'm Bob Flott. We're in the studio live and local. 42 degrees in Alamogordo right now. No breeze yet, but get ready for it. From that windstorm that came through yesterday, we've had some damage in and around the Otero County area. Roofs off, trees down, other kinds of damage. No injuries have been reported to us yet at this particular time. For our Cloudcroft area listeners, you've been without power since yesterday afternoon. And when I was on the air yesterday afternoon doing the reports, 8,700 some meters were not operating with the Otero County Co-op. In their statement yesterday afternoon, they said they're working on it, but the weather, big problem, causing a lot of concern with those high winds, down trees. I looked at online pictures. Utility poles snapped in half. Utility lines on the ground. Remember, for our listeners up there that are listening to us online, because our power is out at Wofford, like everyone else, listening to us online, be careful. Don't touch those power lines. Don't touch those trees. They could be activated with electricity. You need to be careful. Call the Otero County Co-op if you have a problem up there in the mountain areas. Same thing here in Otero County. If for some reason you're without power and your utility lines are down or whatever, call PNM. They will make sure that gets taken care of. Well, if you're traveling around on highways 54, 70, or 380, or within White Sands Missile Range today, both sides of the gate are open. No roadblocks at all today. But from the men and women at range control and your men and women in law enforcement, please buckle up. Please drive safely, and please do what I do most of the time. Watch the posted speed limit. Most of the time. I really try to be careful with that. Hey, we've got a great show for you this morning. We're going to talk about the Alamogordo Center of Commerce and our ambassadors. With us this morning in the studio, live and local, Michelle Gill, operations manager with the Alamogordo Center of Commerce. And also we have Brandy Murphy and Bianca Chavez. They are with WayFed here in Alamogordo. That's a bank. We'll find out more about that coming up. Right now, let's say good morning to Michelle Gill. Hey, Michelle.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Hunky-dory. That's How are
good.
You doing?
It's good to be back in the studio. I haven't been in a while.
It's been a long time. My
yeah.
goodness.
I know.
Thought we'd have to move the studio to your home or maybe the chamber.
Well, that would work.
That would work for sure. You bet it would. So good to have you here this morning, Michelle.
Yeah, exciting Brandy stuff
Murphy
going on.
Brandy Murphy with WayFed. Welcome.
It's great to be here, Bob. This is actually my first time in your studio.
I can't believe that. I cannot believe that.
It's just crazy.
I must not be doing my job very well. You're not going to fire me, are you? Well, it's good to have you here this morning.
It's great to be here.
Yeah. We have another studio for Rock 97.9 over there in Indian Wells. You both probably know where that is, all three of you, by the campus, close to the campus where the digital sign is. And Bianca Chavez, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
How in the heck are you?
I'm doing great this morning.
Very good. Now, we've known Michelle for... Oh.
Bob, I think you've known me my whole life.
Your whole life.
Right. I think so. Yeah. I'm giving away your age, not mine.
Well, I'm giving away your age at 31.
Oh, that's perfect.
Is that okay?
Yeah. All
right.
Great.
And Brandy Murphy, about the same. We'd go sit in the stands and watch the your kids and my grandkids play softball.
I know. It seems like it was only yesterday.
I know it. But it wasn't.
It wasn't. No.
It was the day before yesterday.
It was.
You know, okay.
It's okay.
And Bianca Chavez, the same with you. You and Brandy were both one of my bankers back in the day of BBVA Compass and everything else. And you both moved on from there to WayFed and everything. So good to see you this morning. This is probably your first time
in the studio. Yes, it's my first time in the studio.
Now, I know, guys, it's not your first time on the radio because we've talked to all three of you several times at Alamogordo Center of Commerce Functions. Brandy, talked to you many times.
Yes.
And Bianca, same to you.
Yes.
And Michelle, I've never talked to you on the radio before.
Never.
Never, never, never. All right.
Never, Bob.
Well, we were talking before we got on the air, just a little bit of chit-chat about here we are just a couple of days away from March the 1st. And guys, I don't know about this year. I thought last year was a quick year. And they say the older you get, the quicker they go by. But I talk to a lot of young people, my granddaughters, for an example, and my kids. The years are flying by for them as well. So I think it's the fast pace of the world today.
I agree. I think with so much going on around us and you know, going between here and there and kids' sports and our jobs and our grandkids and just everything that encompasses our everyday living, I think that time goes by quickly regardless of who you are.
You yeah. bet it does.
Yeah.
I know we were talking about the winds a little bit ago and off mic as well. The peak wind gust that I was able to check in Alamogordo came in at 69 miles per hour. Up by Three Rivers, east of Three Rivers, the peak wind gust up there was 115 miles per hour.
That's crazy.
And I wasn't able to locate on Cloudcroft, anything on Cloudcroft, but I know it did some damage up there to my son's home and a lot of other buildings, plus all the utility damage. So what damage are you aware of? Because you can be a news person now, all three of you guys. What damage are you aware of, Michelle, around town?
Well, I know that there was some pretty severe damage to the roof only at the Griggs Holding building on, I guess that would be 11th Street. I was trying to figure that out on the block where the Flickinger Center is at. I know that their roof had some damage. Chris Edwards had posted that there was no damage to the inside of the building, which is great news.
Right.
And then it's my understanding that there was some damage to the roof at Chaparral Middle School. And those, no school there today. Those kiddos are remote learning.
Right.
And I believe there may have been some damage to the roof at the Otero County Administration building as well. I don't think that there was any damage to the Center of Commerce. I talked to my volunteer yesterday. She said there were no trees down in the area. So I think that area will be okay. I know that there was some other damage around town, roofs, fences down, things along those lines.
Yeah. Luckily, though, nothing real critical.
No, I don't
no
think
injuries
so.
Reported as far as
no injuries yeah. reported. Yeah. So hopefully we don't have to do that again for a while, if ever. But it is going to be springtime in New Mexico. So
we're used to it.
Yes.
Kinda.
Still a little unrattling.
Brandy, is there anything you heard about around the area?
Nothing else than what Michelle reported. Although Friday when I got home from work, I actually had to walk my alley a few houses down. It had actually blown my trash can over past my neighbor's house. So I did have to roll that back down to where it was supposed to be. But other than that, nothing yesterday that I heard other than what Michelle reported.
Very good. Bianca, how about you?
I saw some trees down. I know there was some commercial building that lost a roof on 9th Street. At home, I was luckily didn't have hardly any issues. I was glad my trampoline stayed staked into the ground.
Yes.
Very fortunate.
Yes.
That's like a kite.
Yes.
It can be, yeah. So that's not too bad. Around here, no trees down. Okay. Well, put my goggles on. I walked outside the building yesterday, you know, in that weather, but we lost some shingles. But other than that, we're pretty good. We're pretty safe and everything else. Well, ladies, we didn't come in to have you guys be news journalists this morning, although that's kind of what we're going to be talking about, because we're going to be talking about good news for our city of Alamogordo, our business community, and also the Alamogordo Chamber of Commerce. And Brandy, you and Bianca head up the Alamogordo Center of Commerce Ambassadors.
Yes.
You guys are the folks involved with that. But let's go back a few years. And Michelle, maybe you can recap this. Brandy, you've been an ambassador for a long time. And Bianca, you have been as well. But let's go back. I became an ambassador in January of 1978. Woo-hoo! Yeah, a couple of years ago. I think it was January, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, the ambassador organization was always a fun organization. We had a lot of great things going on in Alamogordo. And then the ambassador group was kind of put into a limbo status, I want to say, for various reasons. And now, through the energy of you, Brandy, and you, Bianca, and you, Michelle, the ambassadors, that group is back in operation again. Brandy, you want to bring us up to date?
So I took over as chairperson January of last year. So I've actually been back at a year. And my main goal was to get it back to the way it was, grow our numbers, get more people involved, and start really supporting the Center of Commerce like we used to, being that liaison between the Center of Commerce and our business community. So, of course, I started recruiting super amazing people like Bianca Chavez to come on board and be my co-chair and help me head that up. And we are now up to 12 active members. My goal is by the end of June, which would be, the beginning of June when Bianca takes over, I would like to be at 20.
So at 20.
That was my goal.
Now, when I became a chamber ambassador, on the drive day we had, or drive week, whatever it was back then, the new ambassadors that had to qualify to become an ambassador.
Correct.
Is that going to be happening this time around?
Not this time around, but I think we're going to work on implementing that. Once we get the group build up, I would like to take it back to that. What we're going to be kicking off is going to be the March Membership Madness. And what it is we're going to split up into two groups. We've got B squared over here. So I'll be running one team. Bianca will be running the other. And we are going to have just a membership drive. Two items that we're going to be focusing on is new members to the Center of Commerce. The second on there will be, increasing ambassador count.
Right. And of course, along with the new memberships, we are always, welcoming in current members. I might say, you know, I've been at $150 for several years. Maybe it's my time to go ahead and move my membership to $200 or something like that. So you'll be doing upgrades as well.
We'll be doing upgrades as well as asking our current members to have one of their employees join the ambassador program.
Very good. Yeah. A lot of good young people out there.
A lot of great young people
out
there.
You betcha. A lot of great older people too.
I would agree with you.
None in this group, though, you know. I mean, we're all great, but I don't want to go to that older word too often. You know, I might get another gray hair or something like that. Golly, going back to my history in Alamogordo, I think you guys probably know that, you know, this year of 2023 is kind of special for me because this is my 45th year of being a broadcaster in Alamogordo. And I'm going, and I'm still doing this. And I still love it. I get excited for that. And that's what God has given me to do. And then we do love it. Well, Bianca, why did you become chairman of the new ambassador group? And why are you an ambassador? Let's go there first.
One of the reasons I like being an ambassador is you're also the cheerleader for these businesses that join the Center of Commerce. You go to the ribbon cuttings, the Revive at Five, the Coffee and Connections. You're great support to these members of the Center of Commerce. So that's one of my favorite things is being out there and supporting our community.
Right. And Brandy, every time we go to a Vibe at Five and do a remote or a ribbon cutting, which Mike does remotes at, the ambassadors are selling these red tickets. Can you tell us a little bit about what those red tickets will get us?
Yes. So the red ticket is a 50-50 raffle that we are doing now as an ongoing way for us to give back. So what it is we sell these tickets. We do a drawing once a quarter. And if you buy those tickets, you have the opportunity to win half of that pot at the drawing time. So that is our ongoing fundraiser for the ambassador.
Now, as we look at the ambassadors, this campaign coming up, you're calling it March Madness?
March Madness.
Anything to do with basketball?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit of basketball. What we're going to be doing, though, we're going to be bouncing around a lot of numbers and trying to get those numbers into that goal to bring that into the Alamogordo Center of Commerce.
That is right.
Michelle, how important is the group, the ambassadors, now that we're back flowing again? How important are these ambassadors to not only our community, but ambassadors for the Center of Commerce?
Well, I think that being a Center of Commerce ambassador has so many benefits to it. Of course, there's a benefit to us at the Center of Commerce. These ladies, as well as the entire group of ambassadors, are a huge support system for my very small office. So they do business member outreach. My businesses know if they have any issues, if they have any ideas, they can reach out to the ambassadors, and that will get back to us, and we will find a way to accommodate them, maybe implement their idea. But not only is it great for us, but it's great for the ambassador and the business that they represent. There's so much information that comes out of the Center of Commerce that by being an ambassador, you have firsthand access to all of that information, and you're able to take that information back to your place of employment and share it with your coworkers, with your employer, and it just really comes full circle with all of the information that we have flowing throughout the community. It's a great benefit for the business community to have someone represent their business as an ambassador. And it's a great benefit for the Center of Commerce to have these ambassadors representing us in the business community. It really is just a full circle of networking and communications and just doing everything that we can to ensure a healthy business community in Alamogordo.
Now, I know that you, Michelle, you, Brandy, and you, Bianca, probably we're not doing a Vibe at Five or ribbon cutting, say, because I look at the people there in the businesses and visitors there and say, boy, she would make a great ambassador, or he would be a great ambassador. So you guys look at the same thing. Do you go and tap them on the shoulder and say, hey, you.
They sure do.
You. Come on over here.
Yes.
If not, I get my brother Vito to come in and talk to you from Chicago. Okay,
right.
So you better listen to me, okay? So what do you do?
Exactly that, Bob. Exactly that. Without the brother Vito. So, but we do. When we see somebody that is representing their business, we talk to them and say, you know, we'd love to have you on the ambassador group. The other thing that I think the ambassador group adds, and I can speak firsthand, is it gets people out of that shell. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't really well when I joined the ambassador group back in, I want to say 2000. You know, I didn't have a lot of community outreach experience. And so when I was brought onto the ambassador group, it just taught me so much about, you know, making those business relationships and getting to know the people in your community. Because then we can also use that on the business side. When I have a client that maybe I'm not able to assist, or I have a client that's looking for something specific, it gives me a full range of people that I can reach out to and assist that business customer. So there's that side to it as well, the personal development side, which is something that I think is so intricate, especially in small communities.
Right.
You know, it's great to know who your neighbors are, because then you can reach out and depend on them. So that's the other side that I think is so important for people to understand, is that it's not just for the business development side, but also for personal development as well.
Right. And both you, Brandy and Bianca, can speak to us about that networking as bankers as well. Bianca, how long have you been an ambassador now?
I think I started a couple years before 2020. It was a year right before 2020. 2019. Yeah, 2019. I officially started. Prior to that, I was just always going to the Center of Commerce events.
Right.
Once I realized I was going to the events, I was like, might as well join this group. And so it was a little rocky start for me, because I didn't get to we went through the transition of not doing anything, not going anywhere. So now that we're back doing stuff and going places, it definitely has helped with networking. That's one of the best things I like about being an ambassador is networking within the businesses and the employees of those businesses. And also I like how you get to meet all these different kind of people and get to learn how they got into their business, why they're doing it, what brought them to the community, or why they decided to do this business in our community.
Yeah, I know that networking in the early days of my arrival here and the rest of those years, it's still very important for us, for me, to get out into the community and do things and be a part of the community. Networking is what it's all about. That's why the social media, I think, is somewhat popular. Although the things that are printed sometimes there, I don't agree with, you know, people say. But anyway, that gives people an opportunity to network, sometimes vent their opinions, but it does give them a chance to get out and do some networking. And it's like you mentioned to Chris Edwards this morning from Roadrunner Emporium, posting that thing about the Griggs building downtown.
Yes.
And that. Well, that's a way to get the story out, to let people know what's going on. And that is a good thing.
Yes, yes.
That is a good thing.
And I know the Center of Commerce uses social media a lot.
Yes.
I know these ladies, as well as Shayella, have been working on getting the Ambassador Facebook page going again. And that's something that we'll continue to work on. But I'm just excited to have this membership drive going on. And March Membership Madness will be in full swing. And so make sure to look for the ambassadors that are going to be coming around and checking on existing businesses and visiting with businesses that aren't quite members yet. And I think it's important to remember how affordable it is to become a member of the Center of Commerce. You know, on an annual basis for small businesses, which is really what the community is made up of, for 0 to 4 employees, your annual membership is only $240, and that can be done on a semi-annual basis. We even are still doing some quarterly invoicing if we need to, but really we encourage semi-annual membership and invoicing, as well as just an annual invoice for $240. And you know, that really is just incredibly affordable for everything that you get. We like to say that it's a minimum investment for maximum exposure. And it really is. It's exposure in the newsletter, social media, here on the radio. The WAFED is a member of the Center of Commerce. And if they have something, if they have a good CD rate going on that they want to push out, they can get that to Shayella. It goes in the newsletter. It really is a lot of marketing assistance for a very minimal investment. And I mean, there's not very much you can do in the marketing world for $240. So it's very affordable, and I'm super excited to have this group of people on board, and we're looking forward to it.
We are too. Now, when you mentioned $240 per year, that's for a business.
Yes.
A commercial business. Then you have the nonprofit rate.
Yes. Our nonprofit rate is $120. And the nonprofit businesses get the same benefits as the for-profit businesses. We just know how important our nonprofits are. Most nonprofits don't have a very big marketing budget. I know we don't. And so we like to extend that courtesy to our nonprofit members. And then you can also join as an individual. And the individual membership is $70 annually. And it's a great way to just stay plugged in with all of these phenomenal things that the Center of Commerce has going on. It's a great way to, maybe if you're new to the community and you'd like to know more about what really happens, and you really see what happens. You know, you mentioned some of the negative things about social media. If you want to join as an individual, it really gives you an insight to what truly goes on in our community.
Yeah. And Brandy, with that membership drive coming up on Wednesday, is that going to be March Madness for the entire month of March?
For the entire month of March, yes.
Will it be an everyday effort?
It will be an everyday effort, whether it's us working with our team members or making phone calls, like Michelle said, following up with existing business members. Right. You know, what can we do more, better, or less that might help you in your business? Yeah. So, yes, it will be a daily effort. And then we will have some scheduled outbound in-person visits as well.
Yeah.
And we have – sorry, Bob. We have some great incentives for the groups. Whichever group brings in the total largest number of new members will have their vest paid for, that will designate the ambassadors in a large group.
So, and that black vest?
I think we're moving to gray.
I think we're moving to gray. Yes.
Well, yeah. I'm moving to gray as well.
It'll match perfectly.
And then for the individual person, if we have someone that brings in the most memberships individually, I'm working on a great gift basket for them. And it just is a great incentive to get out there. And like the lady said, get out there and maybe get outside of your comfort zone, get out of your box a little bit. And it's just going to be a fun month.
You bet it
is. Yeah.
Brandy, Bianca, and Michelle, you've got 12 members right now. Your goal is 20. Do you have the names available on today's membership?
Of our ambassadors?
Yeah.
We have... I do have them.
We have Brandy Murphy. We have Bianca Chavez. We have...
Mercedes Ramos. We have Elijah Mary. We have Brianna Martinez. Autumn
Hobson.
We have Sarah French. We have
Shannon Page,
Connie Reeves, Daniela
Fleming, Shinda Lukowski, and Melanie Anaya.
That must be about 12.
I always hate naming names because then you always leave somebody out. You put us on the spot, Bob.
Yeah.
You put us on the spot. It's like naming sponsors for an event. Exactly. You don't ever want to do that because you might leave somebody out.
You leave somebody out, you're in trouble.
You absolutely.
Me, I'll come.
Yeah. And speaking of events.
Barbara Mick.
Oh, Barbara Mick. Yeah. Oh, we left Barbara out. Darn it.
We saved the best for last.
Exactly.
Barbara. Our little mighty Mick. I do want to mention, Bob, I know we're going to wrap up here pretty soon, but we do have our annual banquet coming up, and that will be on June 24th. That event is live on the website now at alamogordo.com. You can purchase tickets for that now. You can also purchase your table. We do have a signed contract with our keynote speaker, and it is Waldo Waldman, and his company is the Wingman, and he is a former lieutenant colonel. He's a retired lieutenant colonel, was a fighter jet pilot, flew multiple missions, and he is gonna bring a level of energy to this banquet that I'm not sure we've ever seen. And there's some short videos on alamogordo.com. Jump to that events calendar. Head on over to June 24th, and you'll be able to watch some videos. He has a great book. It's called Never Fly Solo. That is his slogan. Businesses, communities, individuals, we should never fly solo whenever we're a member of a community. And so we're really excited about bringing him in, and head over to the website and check that out.
And tickets are how much each?
$50 each.
And who'll be held at?
Will be held at the Taze Center. Yep.
Moving it back there.
Yes. Yeah. I think that we're going to need the additional seating. We've used the Civic Center in the past. About 250 is the max that we can seat at the Civic Center. And we can do about 400, 425 up at the Taze. We do anticipate that this event will sell out as it has done in prior years. That ticket includes, of course, the keynote speaker and a great meal. Awesome networking. So just make sure to check that out and join us.
Very good. Thank you, Michelle Gill. Brandy Murphy, any final comments this morning?
No, we look forward to letting you know how everything goes. And
keep us posted.
Are super excited.
Right.
Super excited.
Yeah, keep us posted on the folks you sign up. Give us the information so we can announce it on the radio.
Sounds good.
On the gym, on the center's behalf, and of course, the supporters' behalf.
You got
Bianca Chavez, my friend, what you got up next? I'm taking the rest of the day off, Bob.
I wish I could, but being Monday, I got a lot of stuff to do.
It's going
to
be a busy Monday, right? Yes. For sure.
Yeah. No, we're excited for the March Madness. Thank you for allowing us to come out here and talk about
it.
For our current members or potential new members, don't hesitate to call the Center of Commerce. If you need an ambassador to go out and help you sign up, just give them a call and they'll give us your information.
And Randy, you get to give your bank a free plug. No charge.
No charge?
No charge. It's all yours.
Well, if you have any banking needs, we would invite you to come on down to WaFed Bank. We are Washington Federal Bank. We are located on the corner of New York and First Street, and we would love to have you and love to have your business.
Very good. Appreciate it. Bianca, anything else?
Like Brandy said, we are definitely will love to get to know you and have your business. We have free checking accounts. We do mortgages. We do business lending. And we have an amazing staff that will be excited to meet you.
Very good. And again, for our audience, you know, kind of a personal thing here, I have been into Washington Federal, WaFed, several times and everything else. You've got a great team there. A great staff. You walk in, hey, how you doing? Some will say Mr. Plowder, Bob, or whatever. That's important when you're walking into a bank to try to get some service from the bank.
Yes, it is.
Very important.
It is.
Michelle, take it away for the final comments.
Don't forget to sign up for the newsletter at alamogordo.com. Shayella puts together a wonderful newsletter. Bob's flipping through it. It's probably about 20 pages now.
And more than that.
Hats off to Shayella. You know, she really does. Yeah. She really does spend Monday is newsletter day.
Right.
She will come in and just immediately start working on that. I don't hear from her very much on Monday because she's incredibly busy with that. I'm super proud of her. She actually wrote the little article in the newsletter this last week about, you know, hearing the negative things about there's nothing to do in Alamogordo. And this newsletter is proof positive that there is something to do in Alamogordo, the surrounding community, at any day of the week. And you can sign up for that at alamogordo.com and get it right delivered to your email. And make sure you never miss out on anything.
Yeah, and I use it as a guiding light for me. So many events coming up, I've got to put them on my planning schedule.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I don't care if it's in April or May or whatever.
Yes.
I need to log it down now so I'll know it and everything else.
Perfect.
Michelle Gill, thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you, Bob, for always giving us this platform, and it's great to be back in the studio.
Good to have you back in the studio. Brandy Murphy, nice to see you again.
It was good to see you, and thank you for the first invite into the studio, and I look forward to many more of these, Bob.
You got it, dearly. I got the hint there. Bianca Chavez, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Bob. Always a pleasure to come in and speak with you.
All right. We do appreciate that. Ladies, have a good day. Keep us posted on March Madness with the Alamogordo Center of Commerce ambassadors, all 12 of them out and about, starting on Monday.
Wednesday.
They won't be knocking on your door because your door will already be open for business. So welcome them in when you see them.
Thank you,
all right,
Bob.
Guys, thank you very much this morning. Not often I get three beautiful ladies in the studio at the same time. Mike's in there in their studio over there. Oh, that lucky Bob, I'll tell you what. Why does he get all the pretty women? See you guys.
Bye, Bob.
I'll be out in a minute. All right, thank you very much.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.